King Alfred and the Beggar by James Baldwin. One time, the Danes drove King Alfred from his kingdom, and he had to lie hidden for a long time on a little island in a river. One day, all who were on the island, except the king, queen, and one servant, went out to feast. It was a very lonely place, and no one could get to it except by boat. About noon, a rich beggar came to the king's door and asked for food. The king called the servant and asked, "How much food we have in the house?" "My lord," said the servant, "we have only one loaf and a little wine." Then the king gave thanks to the god and said, "Keep half the load and half of the wine to this poor man." The servant did as he was bidden. The beggar thanked the king for his kindness and went on his way. In the afternoon, the man who had gone off to the feast came back. They had three boats full of fish, and they said, "We have caught more fish today than in all other days that we have been in this island." The king was killed, and he and his people were more hopeful than they had been before. The night came. The king lay awake for a long time and thought about the things that had happened that day. At least he fancied that he saw a great light like the sun, and in the midst of the light there stood an old man with black hair, holding an open book in his hand. It may all have been a dream, and yet to the king it seemed very real indeed. It looked and wondered, but was not afraid. "Who are you?" he asked of the old man. "Alfred, my son, be brave," said the man, "for I am the one to whom you give this day the half of all food that you had. Be strong and joyful of heart, and listen to what I say. Rise up early in the morning, and blow your horn 2 times, so loudly that the Danes may hear it. By 9 o'clock, 500 men will be around you by ready to be led into battle. Go forth bravely, and within 7 days your enemies shall be beaten, and you shall go back to your kingdom to reign in peace." Then the light went out. The man was seen no more. In the morning, the king arose early and crossed over the mine island. Then he blew his horn 3 times very loudly, and when his friends heard it, they were glad, but they were filled with fear. At 9 o'clock, 500 of his bravest soldiers stood around him ready for the battle. He spoke and told them that he had seen and heard in his dream. And when he had finished, they all cheered loudly and said that they would follow him and fight for him so long as they had strength. So they went out bravely to battle, and they beat the Danes and drove them back to their own place. And King Alfred ruled wisely and will offer all his people for the rest of his days.